This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. You hear Greg Saul there, one of the organizers of the Galesburg Great Balloon Race that happens every year in the summer. And among the ways that they raise all the money for said balloon race is by having a couple of trivia nights. The first of those ahead of next year's balloon race is coming up this weekend. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I think it's, if I remember right, the balloon race this year, a couple of months ago, went off pretty well.
Yes, it did. We had the biggest crowds that we've ever had.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. I think even some people that speaking of which, he's not listening, so I know he won't be upset. But apparently my brother and my nephew were there and didn't tell me day I was there doing our broadcast.
That's a fine how do you do.
And by the time I left, they said, where are you at? I left already.
Huh.
What the heck? But no, that's a great thing. I think that bodes well for at least next year's race.
We even had somebody come down from Ontario, Canada.
Did you really?
Yes, we did.
That's fantastic.
He even got a ride in a balloon.
That's fantastic as well. I know that Lincoln balloon was a big hit that the mayor of Lincoln brought with him.
Absolutely.
That was fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So when's next year's balloon race? Mark your calendars.
July 26th through the 28th.
Okay, very good. And that'll be, again, out at Lake Story for sure. So
it's always the last weekend of July.
Oh, well, you'll have to remind me about that in July. I can't remember.
Yeah, the last full weekend.
Very good. So, that's a great thing. Although I'm still kind of mad at the mayor of Lincoln since they canceled their balloon race this year.
They're trying to get it back together, though.
They darn well better. I mean, what are you going to do if there's a weekend where you're not at a balloon race somewhere, Greg?
Absolutely, yeah. And their problem was the Chamber of Commerce went bankrupt. So.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Hear that, Chamber of Commerce? Stay underwater, or stay above water.
Yeah, stay above water.
That's true. Speaking of staying above water, staying above ground, that's kind of what balloon racing is all about. You've been doing that a long time, right?
29 years.
What led you to start?
I was a crew member for my brother for 15 years before I became a pilot.
How'd you get involved with that?
When
he just needed some help?
He just needed help, and I volunteered, and the rest is all downhill.
Yeah. No, actually, the rest is kind of above the hills.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've talked about this before. I'm terrified of heights. So how do you keep doing it?
Actually,
how would you convince somebody like me to go up in a balloon when you know you're above ground or you're not on terra firma? And
tell you the truth, Will, I am too. I'm scared of heights
right.
Also.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even stand on the roof of my house. I don't like standing up there. But
yeah.
In the balloon, I've got something to hold on to.
Oh,
so
there you go.
It's more comforting up in the balloon. It's peaceful. It's quiet.
That must be how you reconcile not being on hard ground, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
But it's very pretty up there.
How long have you been doing the balloon race now?
We started it in 2000, so 18 years was this year.
That's fantastic. And it's pretty much grown every year, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've tried
almost to the point where it's almost probably driven you crazy trying to organize it, right?
We've tried to get it a little bit bigger, you know, grow it a little bit each time. We don't want to have growing pains and grow too big too fast. So
there you go. But you had how many balloonists this past year?
We had 19.
And you had thousands of people coming up and meeting some of those balloonists.
Oh, my gosh. We had so many people out there. But it was wonderful to see everybody out there that were enjoying the balloons and just relaxing, having fun. Watching the balloons.
The night glow, I think, continues to be the coolest part of that when you're able to get that off, weather permitting.
Yeah, that's what people come to see.
I love that. That's fun. And, you know, it's just, you know, nice way to just spend a day out at the park. Why not?
Yeah.
So one of the ways you pay for that is by having these trivia nights.
Yeah.
And you have the first, usually do one in the fall and one in the spring, right?
Absolutely. We've got one in November and then one in March.
All right. And the one in November is conveniently this Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk
at the Knights of Columbus.
There you go.
Well, Chris LeGros is our DJ. He's on our sister
Poor
station.
Guy.
Yeah, on the laser. So he's our DJ. We pretty much have 10 people teams. You can have less, and we don't charge you for that. I mean, we don't make it $100 a table. It's $10 a person. So
there you go.
Basically, it's just a fun event that, you know, people come to and have fun. And really, the music trivia, people think it's stuff like, when was this album made, or, you know, this. But it's just
all the stuff us DJ types like to tell you about when we play a song on the air.
Yeah, know? All that meaningless trivia that we know.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's just, you got to know the artist and the name of the song. That's all you got to know.
And here's the thing. Unlike some other, and I've been, the last year, I've really gotten into trivia nights in general. So I've had just a blast going to do almost one a month here. Although the last couple of months, I think we have the team I'm on hasn't done very many. But the thing about all these music trivias are some are a little too easy and some are, you know, very obscure. And I mean this in a nice possible way for Chris LeGros, but man, his are hard.
Yeah, some of them can be, and he assured me, I just talked to him,
yeah,
and he said that 95 of the songs are brand new.
Oh, good Lord.
So he's never used them before.
I'm never going to get one of these right if he keeps doing that.
Well, he said he's got to kind of change it up because there's so many teams that go to different music trivia nights, and, you know, they get to knowing all the songs, and he had to change it up to make it different. So.
Well, I credit my trivia team for, upon my urging, taking on the occasional general trivia night as well as a nice palate cleanser for me, because, you know, maybe that's why I host a show on a station that does primarily news, because, you know, let's say you put me next door on FM 95, I'm not going to know what I'm talking about.
Don't know those country songs, huh?
Well, I joke that, you know, if Ferlin Husky doesn't come up on the 95 Country Oldies, then I can't help you. So,
who's that?
A really old artist. A really old country artist. Ferlin Husky.
I know.
But don't get me started on what I do and don't know when it comes to music. It would really be kind of either intriguing or embarrassing. So talk about Saturday night. Doors open when?
Doors open at 5:30.
Okay.
And basically you can just come in, sit down, get something to eat, something to drink.
Knights of Columbus.
Get your team together.
Available.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And then trivia starts when?
Trivia starts at 7.
Okay.
And basically Chris is done with trivia at 10 o'clock.
He's at a pretty good pace there when he does this.
Pretty prompt when he does it.
Although you tend to hold him down a little bit through silent auctions and things like that.
Well,
right?
We try to.
You do have a silent auction again this time.
We do not.
Oh, okay.
We do not have a silent auction. Nope.
Okay.
We will have a 50-50 draw.
Okay. Okay. That's what
not
I was
a silent auction.
Okay. You talk a little bit about expense. Is it? Is it kind of an expensive proposition, I guess, to put on something like the Great Balloon Race?
It is, but fortunately enough, we have some good sponsors that help us out, and the city of Galesburg helps us, and, you know, just the whole community pitches in, so it's kind of nice to see people come to our music trivia nights and help us out.
Yeah. And again, one more example, the Great Balloon Race is, for those of you who say there's nothing to do in Galesburg, again, BS. This is one of the coolest events to go to in Galesburg.
Well, thank you.
And if you like trivia nights, you know, that's not so bad either.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
So
if you don't know any of the music, you know, we just have a good time.
Which I don't, and I'm ashamed to admit that, but, you know, I have a smart team.
Yeah,
were some TV theme type categories last year that I was kind of embarrassed that I got very quickly.
Sorry. Well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That is the story of my life, I tell you that. All right, one more time. Tell me about the when and the where and the times for the trivia night this Saturday.
Okay, doors open 5:30 at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Music starts at 7. They have food that will be sold by the Knights of Columbus.
Teams should register early?
You can register early if you want to. If you don't, we welcome walk-ins.
Okay.
You know, that's fine. If you don't have a whole team, that's fine, too. I mean, we can combine teams if you want to, or if you want to play on your own, that's fine.
I don't want to combine with another team.
Yeah, some people don't want to do that, and that's fine. You know, you can just, you know, have five people on a team, whatever, you
there
know.
There you go.
Just, Come and have fun before Absolutely. The snow flies.
I don't say anything about snow, Greg.
I said
what's
that
the matter four with
letter
you?
Word,
Jeez,
didn't I? Oh,
man.
Sorry.
We got to get through the election first, and then we can talk about all those other four letter words. You know what I mean? All right. Greg Saul at the Galesburg Great Balloon Race again. Trivia night Saturday at the Knights of Columbus. You can go to WGIL.com on the community events page and find out more about that as well. Thanks for coming in and good luck Saturday.
Well, thank you, Will.